Well, after all of those off-season holiday markets to get us ready for the real season of produce in the park, we are here this week, June 4th, this Thursday, is the opener for the season for produce in the park, and we're going to talk all about that here today. Sierra Hoig is in with us this morning, and she's brought a guest, a friend in here today as well. We're going to let her introduce in a little bit, but pretty exciting to get the season started.
Yes, we are so ready to start the season, Jim.
Very good. Now, I said you brought a guest. Yes. Who is this guest sitting over here?
Yes, excited to introduce Joe. Joe is our Produce in the Park intern for summer 2026, and you'll see Joe all around the park, going to be helping with all sorts of things, video, photos, writing a bunch of press releases for us. Joe is, do you want to tell us a little bit about what you're studying at Drake?
Yeah, so I just completed my first year at Drake University. I am double majoring in the journalism school with a minor in Spanish. So I'm really excited to apply those skills to Produce in the Park this summer.
Yeah, they're going to keep really you busy.
Excited. Yeah, very busy. It's been very eventful, but extremely fun so far. So I'm really glad to have this opportunity.
So are you going to focus a lot on outreach, with whether it's social media, that type of stuff?
Outreach is always going to be a huge thing, and that's always going to be something that a market like ours is going to want to do. So if that comes naturally or we have to work towards it, all the better.
All right, very good. Well, you're going to find a lot of folks are pretty familiar already, especially a lot of those vendors. Let's get people familiar with this again. This is a Thursday night event throughout the season, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the Atlantic City Park, right in the middle of downtown area, so easy to find. And I see it says farm to table is kind of a theme for opening day.
Yes, exactly. So opening day, June 4th, we're doing the theme farm to table. We're actually aligning with the summer library program that's also farm to table. So all of Cass County's libraries are participating in that summer programming theme. And when we heard about it, we thought, well, goodness sakes, I mean, farm to table is what we do all season.
That's the whole thing about Produce in the Park. Exactly. It's what it is.
So we can get in on that. So if you visit our Facebook page, we've got a lot of like really beautiful photos of the farms that our vendors represent. So I say check those out. That was really fun that we did in preseason this year. So come to our Facebook to look for those photos. But yes, then come to the market to meet the vendors in person. And that's what really like that is farm to table. That is what we bring here. So you will see, produce is absolutely what we really feature during the summer markets. But we've got a lot of excellent meat vendors, baked goods vendors, local honey. What else am I missing here? Farm fresh eggs is one of people's favorites.
Well, I like the fact that you've allowed for with social media to be able to take some photos and post some of that of the where the vendors are coming from and their homesteads. People want to know where their food is grown. Mm-hmm. That's why they visit places like this. And you can talk all you want to those folks, and that's great. You can use the theater of the mind there to imagine what it's like. But now you get a chance to kind of see that a little bit, too. It's bringing it home for people.
Yeah, for sure. Something I've already been learning and that's being applied here is that people love people's faces. We love to see who our neighbors are and who's providing our food. So that's why we make sure if we're doing promotional material for the vendors or for the farms that we have those faces in there because they're not just like randomly appearing food out of nowhere. It's families. A lot of these people are bringing their kids to the market, which is really great, or their grandparents. And so being able to see who is in the community doing this service for that community is really important.
Well, you've got to have the support of the vendors. You also have to have support of those sponsors that help to make this happen. You've got a lot of good supporters again this year.
We do, Jim. And honestly, like I might have said this to you before, but I think we just have to keep saying it in the city of Atlantic. When I go talk to other farmers markets, they are so jealous of the community support structure we have from our sponsors here. And truly, they make it possible for us to put ads on local radio, for us to have banners around town, for us to, gosh, I want to get into some guest chef we should talk about in just a second. But yes, let me just give a shout out for our annual sponsors here. We've got City of Atlantic, First Whitney Bank, Cass Health, Atlantic Hy-Vee is joining us this year as a sponsor we're excited about, Cass County Tourism, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, Greg Young Chevrolet of Atlantic, and the Nishna Valley YMCA. Then we've got some month sponsors that come shuffle in and out of the summer months as well, but those are our annual highlights.
Yeah, some great sponsors there. Mm-hmm. And I know also part of the attraction of produce in the park is it's not just a farmer's market. There's a lot of things going on. You've got kids' stuff to keep them busy and out from under our feet while we do all of our shopping. but you've also got some entertainment each week, and I know you've got a lot of support there too.
We do. And like, shout out to Atlantic Parks and Rec for letting us use that beautiful city park with that beautiful shelter. And we have a new sponsorship that we implemented with Rolling Hills Bank. They are our special music sponsor. And that is allowing us to bring a lot more variety in music this season than you've seen at Produce in the Park in the past. So June 4th, we're going to have the Prairie Gators Band. That's one of the market favorites, Cajun, bluegrass. Oh my gosh, they bring out a little accordion. It's toe-tapping, great time. But like next week, we're going to have the Gallivant Band with us. You're going to just see a lot of different bands this season, thanks to that sponsorship.
Sure, a lot of variety that
yes.
way. Well, very good. And it sounds like you're going to have some great vendors again back this year, too.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about all the stuff around Produce in the Park, but let's get to the, well, literally to the meat of the matter,
yeah.
Because you've got a lot of great vendors coming back, too, whether it's meat, produce, eggs, all kinds of things, breads, all kinds of different things.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, let's start with the meat. So Noble Provisions, one of our best beef vendors, is actually one of our dinner vendors this Thursday, too. So dinner options we have at the park this Thursday. Noble Provisions grilling their delicious local burgers. We've got Pim's Thai food truck. We've also got Lucky Wife Wine Slushies as another food truck on site. But yes, okay, so to the vendors, Noble Provisions for meat. We've got Hoopy Hollow Ranch with lamb, beef, duck eggs, chicken eggs. We've got Hansen Family Homestead. You're going to see a number of produce vendors. Bridgewater Farm, one of the biggest organic farms in like a regional area, not just our state, but multiple states. Carrots, leafy greens, asparagus, radishes, strawberries Thursday. We're featuring radishes on Thursday as our future food. So you're going to see some radish harvesting activities, some guest chefs serving some radish recipes, radish samples, a lot of focus on that. Then we get into, you know, I've got our baked goods vendors, which we've really expanded in the last couple of years. Fire and Flour, breads, muffin cookies. You're going to see Rainander Farms with cinnamon rolls, fruit breads, fruit crisps, and pie this year. Kringle Man, everybody loves. That's just a short number of them. We got a lot more.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's plenty. And a lot of those are ones that we're familiar with over the years. Do you have some new coming in then, too? Some fresh faces to enjoy?
We do have some new ones. We have an interesting Mary's Most Asked For Potato Salad. So they actually joined us for a couple of off-season markets. But I'm excited because I think potato salad is such a good summer food, to see where that goes. We've got actually Outfitters Plus, local here. Screen Printing Shop is going to be selling local school apparel with us for the first time this year. And let me think. I think that's kind of looking at our newer vendors. We've got so many good returning vendors.
Mm-hmm, you bet. Okay, Joe, what are you most looking forward to with this first Produce in the Park? Aside from the work that you have to do, what are you most looking forward to seeing, purchasing, tasting, whatever?
Oh, what's there besides the work? No, I'm kidding. I've been looking forward to buying honey all season. We're out of honey in the pantry, so I've been waiting for market to buy some. I know Terra Bear's Honey is going to be there this Thursday. They're a local honey vendor. Meant to buy some at Easter, but I held myself back and when they were at the holiday market. And I've always loved what Produce in the Park stands for, which is local business and community. So we're supporting those community members, and I've already gotten the chance to talk to a lot of them this summer, last summer. It's been really fun because what these people love the most, not only to sell their products, but also to talk about it. These people pour so much love and time into what they grow or make. And they just want you to know, like, how much effort is put into that. So talking with the vendors is always something really, really fun to do. Even if it's like, hey, what's new? How was the crop this season? Stuff like that is always going to be really fun. And, of course, I just love walking around. I love seeing new people, meeting new people, or seeing people I know who I recommended to come to Produce in the Park who are there. So definitely those local items and those local vendors and overall the community that's going to be there. I'm really excited to see.
It's like going to a car show.
Yes.
They bring out their favorites. They shine them up. They're proud of them. They want to talk about them. Produce in the Park's no different. They bring out their best stuff and they want to talk about it and share it with you. That's the best part. You can actually go home with that. You can't go home with one of the cars. That doesn't work so well. Sierra, I was kind of surprised when you read off a list of some of the produce items that are available. I was thinking, gosh, it sounds early in the season for some of these things, but you've got a good variety.
We really do have a good variety. And honestly, that is because we've got, you know, Brunco Farm and Bridgewater Farm are sizable farms in themselves. They've done season extension stuff, which means like they've got greenhouses and then they've got like covered basically like lesser greenhouses, but that extends the season. So yeah, you see, you know, I listed a bunch of stuff. Other things that we have will be green onions. We'll also have, you know, some starter plants for folks who want to do their own gardening at home. So this is still a good time to plant a variety of vegetables.
Absolutely. Yeah, lots of good stuff there and opportunity for folks to just kind of socialize a little bit, too, and get together again because it's a social event. That's yeah. part of it, too, is yeah. the social aspect. And we mentioned the kids. There'll be some things for the kids to do and keep them busy and, you know, just with the music and everything. I mean, it's just a fun place to be.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, no, I mean, the YMCA I mentioned is one of the sponsors, but they have their bounce house there this Thursday. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to know that, so I got to put that in there.
All right, very good. So, and lots of craft items and things yes. too. Just look around for all the good stuff yes. you see. Now, I know sourdough bread was really popular last mm-hmm, year. You'll mm-hmm. have some of that.
We'll
here
absolutely
too?
Have sourdough on Thursday.
Okay.
You bet.
Yeah, and I know I got my fill of it last year. Looking Come forward again. To that again. Yeah, absolutely. Very good. It's healthier for you than plain processed white bread.
Right,
so
that's right.
Take advantage when it's there in front of you. Very good. Well, again, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. every Thursday, starting this Thursday, June 4th, in the Atlantic City Park. Anything else we miss? Is that everything they need to know?
I think that's everything you need to know. Yeah, follow us on Facebook for more up-to-date news, and we'd love to see you every week.
Yep, absolutely. And thank you to all those good supporters that help to make this possible each yes. and every week. We really appreciate their efforts. And come out and say hi to Joe.
Yes.
In fact, if you smile nice and wave, she might put you on the Facebook page. You never know.
Yeah, just pose a little bit and hope to be there.
All right. Very good. Joe, Sierra, thanks for coming in. Appreciate
thanks so
it.
Thank you.